Last week, the Bush administration pleased the timber, mining, and oil industries by delaying a new rule that would have required that most roadless national forests stay that way. The administration also has put a 60-day hold on many other new regulations. The White House can't simply repeal regulations already on the books. President Reagan tried that. The Supreme Court said no and set tough criteria for undoing regulations once they're in place. But business groups are hopeful they'll soon get what they call regulatory relief. NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
Randall Johnson, Vice President for Labor and Employee Benefits at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, says business owners are angry about the flurry of new regulations that came out in the waning months of the Clinton administration. In its last year alone, Johnson says, the administration churned out 100,000 pages of new regulations.
Just think of the employer community, which is at the end of this big funnel in which agencies are dumping regulation after regulation. And an employer or someone in the business community has to figure out, good Lord, what am I going to do with all these regulations coming at me? What are my compliance costs going to be? And it is a huge 500-ton locomotive coming at them.
Johnson says the new ergonomic standard is a case in point. The Labor Department published it this past November after years of acrimonious debate. Backers say the new rule will protect millions of American workers from potentially crippling repetitive stress injuries, ranging from carpal tunnel syndrome to back ailments. But business groups contend that it will lead to frivolous claims and cost employers $100 billion to put in place. Another controversial new rule is supposed to steer government contracts away from companies that may have broken laws. Randall Johnson says union organizers could use it to punish companies that won't cooperate with them, tarring them with baseless accusations.
And under this regulation, those complaints, even though they're still pending and unproven, could be used against an employer by a contracting officer to disqualify that employer from the government contract. Therefore, it's another weapon in the arsenal of unions to organize.
The AFL-CIO pushed for this rule, and the group's general counsel, John Hyatt, contends most businesses have nothing to worry about.
The regulations are only intended to get at the companies that over and over again violate important federal laws like the civil rights laws, the environmental laws, the health and safety or worker protection laws.
Business lobbyists are also fuming about the Clinton administration's environmental regulations. Bill Kovacs is vice president for environment, technology, and regulatory affairs at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He says new rules designed to get most of the sulfur out of diesel fuel are so stringent that many refineries can't meet them. He says this could lead to a 20% to 30% drop in diesel fuel supplies.
And since 90% of all of our goods are transported by trucks, which use diesel fuel, it could put a huge impact on the nation's distribution system, not only in terms of cost, but even in terms of the ability to deliver goods.
Environmental groups say the rules could dramatically cut emissions of fine particles which cause lung cancer. Steve Cochran, Director of Strategic Communications at Environmental Defense, argues that the oil companies will have until 2006 to begin to meet the new standard.
The rule accommodates the flexibility and the time frames necessary based on their own arguments. Frankly, now it looks like they have another bite at the apple in their minds, and so they're going to try to take it.
Some business groups would also like to overturn a regulation aimed at cleaning up pollution from so-called non-point sources, such as runoff from farms and parking lots. Again, the Chamber's Bill Kovacs.
EPA wants the states and localities to examine 40,000 water bodies throughout the United States. And until these 40,000 water bodies are studied, there would be a moratorium on development around these water bodies. And we feel that that's very unrealistic because it's going to take years in which to study the water bodies.
Environmentalists say the rule won't require a moratorium, is actually very flexible, and is needed to fulfill the goal Congress itself set for the nation 30 years ago under the Clean Water Act, that every body of water in the nation be clean enough to fish and swim in. Again, Steve Cochran of Environmental Defense.
More than 40% of the waters across this country are not fishable and swimmable, so we have some distance to go.
The Chamber of Commerce has already challenged some regulations in court. It's also taking its grievances to Capitol Hill. A law called the Congressional Review Act, passed in 1996, allows Congress to quickly overturn new regulations it dislikes. Filibusters aren't allowed. And whereas President Clinton might have vetoed bills overturning regulations, President Bush is more likely to sign them. Sally Katzen, Deputy Director of the Office of Management and Budget under the Clinton administration, says lawmakers have an unprecedented opportunity to roll back regulations they don't like.
But this means that members of Congress will have to be on the record. And instead of just grousing about it or criticizing it, they will have to stand up and vote yay or nay.
Labor unions and environmental groups are hoping that the majority of lawmakers won't want to stick their necks out that far. But the Bush administration could also act on its own. To roll back regulations already on the books, it would have to start the lengthy rulemaking process all over again with new proposed regulations, opportunities for public comment, and so on. Gary Bass, executive director of OMB Watch, says this can take years.
Many of the rules that are now in controversy, many of the Clinton rules that came out, where everyone talked about it in terms of midnight regulations, actually took maybe 3 to 10 years in the development phase to actually get out.
But the Bush administration could try to buy some more time by pushing through small rule changes, postponing the date that controversial rules take effect, while crafting new ones to replace them. President Bush could also budget very little money to enforce regulations he disagrees with. If it reopens existing rules or considers new ones, the Bush administration will likely use a far different formula for weighing the costs and benefits of regulation. And like his Republican predecessors, President Bush is expected to use the Office of Management and Budget as a gatekeeper. In this way, regulations that business groups dislike can be dealt with behind the scenes. Rules like the ergonomic standard that have garnered a lot of publicity may still be hard to undo. As one Chamber of Commerce official put it, we need to worry about the 20-second soundbites that would be used by the other side. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.